Iraq's southern city of Basra is often portrayed as an oasis of calm in a country struggling with a vicious insurgency. Basra does see far fewer attacks than Baghdad and other major cities, and the British troops who patrol Basra are rarely targeted. But as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro discovered, that surface calm hides a violent reality. Hardline groups are trying to impose their version of Islam on the community, and militias are quietly carrying out killings, leaving many people in Basra afraid.
The boardwalk in front of Basra's old port is bustling every night. Known as the Corniche here, it's an area of small waterfront cafes. Waiters rush around serving tea and kebabs to entire families who come out to entertain themselves on the riverfront. 18-year-old Thar Kadam is here with his family. He says that he comes because, quite simply, there's nothing else to do.
I feel bored. There is no electricity. It's very hot. This place is like a park. We roam around to change our surroundings.
Basra used to be well known for its music and entertainment. Not anymore, though. Kadam says bands don't even play at weddings now. Another man passing by, Ahmed Hashim, suddenly interrupts the conversation to explain.
All the people who we attend says everything is now forbidden. It is forbidden to do this, it is forbidden to do that. So where is the freedom?
At Basra's Municipal Theater, a small boy waves his hands on stage, pretending to be a swan, while he chants a dark prophecy in the new play debuting here. It's called The Night of the Death of Human Justice, The Killing of Imam Ali. It deals with the martyrdom of one of the most revered figures in Shiite Islam. The play is written by the head of the local cultural office of Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical Shiite cleric who led two uprisings against U.S. forces last year. Hisham Shubar is the director. Shubar says the Islamist parties have become patrons of the arts of late. They not only author scripts, but they also pay for the shows to be put on. He says it's important for them to get their cultural message across. When asked why there are no actresses in the play, Shubar laughs.
In the new Iraq, to have a woman on the stage is not right. The issue involves what is religiously lawful and what's not.
He goes on to suggest that female actors have questionable morals, which is why they're not allowed to perform. Last January's elections created a new political reality in Basra that's quickly influencing the cultural tenor of the city. The Islamist parties won big, and they control the provincial council. The governor is from the now ruling Fadila or Virtue Party. Muqtada al-Sadr's group also has a tangible presence here, along with the more recognized Islamist groups, such as the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, or SCIRI. And along with the parties come their militias, which do with intimidation what the parties may not be able to do by law. 10-year-old Akil sells pop music cassettes for a buck apiece at a traffic intersection. While there are still a few stores that sell popular discs, some have faced attacks and have closed down, which means Akil does well for himself, but his job carries risk.
They have come many times, and one of them told me that if I hadn't been a child, he would have killed me for selling this music.
By they, he means one of the shadowy militias that roam this city.
They were dressed in black with sunny glasses and hidden faces. They beat one of our friends.
Thara Yusuf Yaqub's thin body is draped in black. The 46-year-old Basra University professor is still in mourning. She sits inside an air-conditioned hotel room and calmly proceeds to describe what happened to her family's troop. She says that her sister-in-law, her niece, and the wife of her cousin belong to a women's singing group that was once popular in Basra. They would perform at parties and weddings in the privacy of people's homes. One night, though, after a performance, gunmen pulled up as the group returned home. They shot and killed two of her relatives and wounded the other. Thara says other musical troops have been targeted as well, so that now few risk performing. She says the overwhelming feature of life in the city these days is religious extremism. Other Basra residents are not so willing to talk. One man from the writers' union, who asked not to be named, is clearly terrified when asked about who's behind the threats and attacks. His hands shake violently.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry, this is a dangerous thing.
He would only add on tape that the idea of Basra as a peaceful city is a lie.
The violence under the surface.
There is one party that's only spoken about in hushed tones. It's called the Vengeance of God, and many Basra residents say it's supported by Iran. A 22-year-old Shiite who did not want his name used for fear of reprisals spoke at length to NPR. He said that members of the Vengeance of God came to his house and attacked his family. He alleges they were working with the security forces in Basra. He says his family was targeted because his father had been a high-ranking figure in the Navy. He gave a detailed account of being tortured by members of the police.
They electrocuted my father in front of us, and then they brought out the pliers and tore out a nail from his hand. We were slapped, and so was our father. We couldn't bear to see him hit.
He says his father is now in hiding after his release, and the whole family is thinking of fleeing. Many in Basra allege that the police are working in cooperation with the militias, or at least are heavily infiltrated by them. Basra's police chief, General Hassan Suad al-Saad, denied that charge. He also said that he'd never heard of an instance where musicians had been attacked. The police chief also praised the local Islamist militias, saying that they are contributing to the security of Basra. Back in the hotel room, Professor Thawra Yusuf Yaqub sings an old song about this port city. It's about a man in Baghdad who loves a woman in Basra. And she says it reminds her of her dead sister-in-law. It says in part, "My body is in Baghdad, but my soul lives in Basra. I am restless and alone. I suffer in my bewilderment. Only for the sake of your eyes, I've endured pain and endless sighs." After she finishes, she apologizes, saying her voice has been long out of use. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.